Previously on Ugly Betty.
I love you, Hilda, and I want you to be my wife.
Any preference for how we make your old man disappear?
6 months, he'll be running me publication.
That's the idea.
I'm divorcing Claire.
Lot. Stay away from my husband.
So sorry.
I love you.
He's my boyfriend, so back off, Betty. I'm gonna fight for Henry.
You're not the only one in charge.
I'm the only one with pupils that aren't the size of quarters.
I left my wallet in the bedroom for a second.
Hey, what the...
I won't be going home with you.
What?
They denied my visa.
Henry, hi. It's me. Betty, sorry. I never know at what point you could just say it's me and the other person knows it is. Anyhow, I'm back from Mexico and I really need to talk to you. So just, give me a ringle. I mean a jing. I'm sorry, I'm combining jingle and ring. Just call me. Thanks. Learn to talk. Hey!
Hey, how's Dora the Explorer, huh? The trip good? Everything work out with your father's citizenship?
Actually, there were some problems. He's still in Mexico. But everything's gonna be okay. We just spoke to the lawyer this morning, and he'll be home soon.
Good.
Hey, I brought you something.
Oh, Betty, you shouldn't have.
Oh, I didn't. This is for Henry.
Lucky guy.
This is for you.
A rock? Wow.
It's supposed to be mystical. The old man who sold it to me said it will help you on your journey of enlightenment. Or with cramps. My Spanish really sucks. Anyway, I just know how hard you've been working on cleaning yourself up and everything, so... Here.
Yeah, that's me. All cleaned up.
Daniel, are you wearing makeup?
What, a guy can't wear a little concealer without being judged? Come on.
You have a black eye. How did that happen? What, did Alexis do this to you? I've only been gone for a week.
No, it wasn't Alexis. It happened last night. I saved this kid who fell in the lake in Central Park.
What?
I saw this little girl, actually it was a Girl Scout, and she had fallen in the lake by the boathouse, and I dove in, hit my head on a rock, and pulled her out. That was it, no biggie. Where are we ordering lunch from today?
Wait, Daniel, you saved somebody's life? You're a hero.
Okay, it's over. I did my good deed for the year.
You know what? I have something else for Henry. You deserve this.
Gracias.
I thought I smelled jewelry.
What is that?
That is my way of thanking you for giving me a second chance at happiness. Wilhelmina, will you spend the rest of your life with me?
Oh, Bradford. You know I will. Oh, my. It's a big flower, isn't it?
I designed it myself. It represents... how our love has bloomed. Happy?
Deliriously. It's like I'm in a fairy tale.
And you are my beautiful princess.
That home-wrecking slut. I know she's the reason Bradford sent over those divorce papers.
Shut it, fish. Just stack up another set of quarters.
Forgive me, Yoga, but are you sure you don't want to retain just a dash of your femininity?
Buff and beautiful. Look, you said you would help. My husband won't take my calls. He won't see me. I know if I could just get to him, I could save my marriage.
Relax, fish. It's all going down tomorrow when they transfer us upstate. Four of us in that van. You, me, Gertrude's. Sugar-free shirt.
The diabetic.
That's three things. It's gonna be cute, our plan.
Hello, it's Alexis Mead. I need to know when you'll be taking care of the situation with my father. This waiting is freaking me out.
I told you, it'll happen when it happens. The less you know, the better. Now don't be stupid enough to call me again.
Alexis,
Have you heard the news?
Is it my father? What happened?
No. It's Daniel. This Girl Scout fell in a lake in Central Park, and Daniel jumped in and saved her. He even hit his head on a rock and caught a black eye.
Really? Daniel did that?
Look, I know things between the two of you have been a little rough, and I know that you think he's a total screw-up, but he is a really good person.
You're right. Sometimes I do forget that. You know, Betty, I think we should acknowledge his heroic efforts, don't you?
Oh, cupcakes! Or something even more special, like one big cake.
Maybe we can go even bigger. We should have a press conference.
Yeah, okay. I'll get right on it.
Where have you been?
I had to wait for Christina to go to the bathroom. That woman retains water like a two-humped camel.
Speaking of hum, I think I discovered what dear old Faye Summers used this secret room for. Look.
No.
Either that or she had a unique take on casual Fridays.
You don't think Faye and Bradford would sneak in here and...
Oh, thank you for that image. Now every time I look at the old man, I'm going to picture him trussed up like a Christmas goose with a ball gag in his mouth. Inhale Ricky Martin, exhale Colin Farrell.
I still can't get over this place. It is like four times the size of my studio. Okay, we tell no one about this.
Except for the occasional delivery guy who we lure in here to open up his packages.
Ooh, you are a very bad boy.
Again.
Bad boy.
Again.
Bad boy.
Again.
Okay, this is getting creepy even for us.
Can you believe it? That pathetic loser stole my story.
Your story?
When I was 14, I was the one who rescued a kid from drowning in Central Park. I even hit my head on a rock.
So, how do you think Daniel got that shiner?
Beats me. Something tells me he won't want it in the press.
Daniel! Oh! Hi! What are those?
Oh, just a mint.
Really? I've never seen them before.
Hey, there's Henry. Why don't you go make awkward small talk with your little friend?
Oh my God. Give me a mint.
What? No, you don't need one.
Daniel, I just had an onion bagel.
Betty, your breath fresh as a daisy.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Okay, Ringo is my new favorite word. And for the record, I know it's you when you say it's me.
Thanks. Can we talk?
Yeah.
Somewhere private. Okay, I have something I have to tell you, and then I'm probably going to throw up, so I'm apologizing for that in advance. Could we please just have 1 minute?
Uh-huh, thank you.
I did a lot of thinking. I did a lot of thinking while I was in Mexico, and I realized that you very rarely get everything you want in life, but if you don't fight for it, then you have even less of a chance, so here I am, fighting. For you.
Wow.
And I know you're still with Charlie, but... Okay, seriously, just 30 more seconds, please. I think you and I would be amazing, Henry. We know what the other one's thinking, and we always laugh at the same things, and... You make my mouth go dry every time you walk into a room.
Betty.
The only thing I ask is that when you reject me, just do it quick. You know, like ripping a Band-Aid off. Off of my heart.
I broke up with Charlie.
What? Well, you forget the stupid copies. There are lies going on in here. You were saying...
She's not the one for me, Betty. There's someone else. It makes my mouth go dry.
Who is talking to? Ew. Dorcas interrupta.
Get out! Hey, everyone. Betty's in heat. This isn't exactly how I pictured this.
You're right. We need to have a real date.
Our first date?
Our first date.
Oh. What's that guy's name?
Is that the guy who looks like you?
It's tomorrow night at 8, okay?
That's great.
Okay.
Put that in your mouth. I just cleaned my nails with it. Kidding. You're totally sterile. So, Betty Suarez, you're Dr. Farkas' patient, huh?
Yeah, but I'm just here today for a cleaning. I have my first date tonight with a guy I'm really crazy about, and I want my teeth to sparkle.
Oh, my God. That is so romantic. It's like when Julia Roberts flossed before whoring herself in Pretty Woman. Oh, such a great movie. And an important message.
Okay, I just checked her file. She had a cleaning 2 months ago. Her insurers will not cover this every 6 months.
Oh, rinse and spit, Angelica. Just put it through. Where's your sense of romance? She's doing this for the man she loves. Oh, we should give you pink rubber bands.
Oh, yeah, that would be really fun.
Dentistry is not about fun. You always think you can bend all the rules because you're pretty and blonde.
Is she okay? She's just mad because we had a nitrous party here the other night and we didn't invite her.
That was unethical and costly.
Back to your cave, Shrek. Don't worry about her. Just believe in the magic. Oh, we're totally Bridget Jones. Did you see that movie? That is such a great movie. I mean, one, two was a little... Ah, yep. Looks like we have a little cavity on Mr. Lower Left Six. You know what? We can get you Novocaine up and a dentist here in 2 seconds.
No, no, ow. No, Novocaine, please. I'll come back tomorrow. It's just that if my lips are going to be tingly tonight, I want it to be because of Henry.
Oh, you are such a chick flick. I would totally pay $12 to see you.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't like the white?
No, I like the white.
So what's wrong with the red?
I'm going to eat a cupcake.
Mom, can you run lines with me? You know, just in case something bad happens to Joey Colano and I have to go on as Tony. I mean, I am his understudy, right?
Sweetie, can we forget about West Side Story for 2 minutes? You know, we're trying to plan a wedding here.
That's right, best man. Well, you don't want to help with this?
I told Mom if she went with the green organza for the bridesmaids, she was on her own.
Okay, I'm thinking we do this at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, you know, next to the gas station. Oh, and we should see if we can get Fat Louie or Baskin Louie to DJ.
I want St. Patrick's Cathedral and the Harlem Boys Choir reveal on a buffet.
And the medallions of lamb should be followed by the foie gras en terrine. Book Mario Testino, have him photograph the whole thing and see for your tone.
And we put one of these on every table and bam! Oh.
Love you.
I love me.
Ow! I walk away for a hot second and you look 5 years younger. Woman, are you aging backwards?
What happened?
Oh, little glitch. Teeny, tiny, Cindy Crawford mole-sized problem. It looks like St. Patrick's Cathedral's already booked on June 16th.
What?
What do you get from St. Patrick's? Bad incense and a bunch of guilty men in dresses.
Wilhelmina Slater is marrying Bradford Mead. This wedding has to be an event. It's the only date that works for both of us. Just bump the other bride.
Actually, is our top advertiser... Fabia?
Fabia? That little Euro wench is getting married?
And she got Elton John to sing for the wedding. He's rewritten Candle in the Wind just for her.
What? He was rewriting Candle in the Wind for me!
Oh, give that queen $20 and she'll rewrite it for anybody.
Get Fabia over here. Wedding Summit 07 is on.
James! Please follow me. There's someone in the office I'd like you to meet.
Does that work? Got that look.
What? You think you know my look?
Surprise!
So sweet, you know my look.
What is all this?
You saved a Girl Scout. You're being honored. And let's face it, you could use some good press.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Daniel Mead, fashion editor / hero.
This for you.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to say.
Well, you can start by letting everyone know the exact details of how you saved the kid in the lake.
Well, I saw this Girl Scout. She fell in the lake, and I saved her.
What time of day?
Morning.
Wouldn't she be in school?
Maybe she was skipping.
Do Girl Scouts skip school?
No!
And how'd you hit your head?
Just slipped on the rocks when I was getting out of the lake.
I thought you hit your head as you dove in.
I think he's lying. Is it good to lie?
No!
Help me up.
Give me one reason why I should do this.
$50,000 deposited in your daughter's account.
Take the candy bar, please.
Nice work, bitch.
What happened to fish?
Fish become bitch after 2 weeks.
Oh my God, you got beat up by a drug dealer?
Look, he just took some money and one very expensive watch, which I really didn't like anyway, but that's it, I'm fine. I think I'm gonna use him again.
Use him? Daniel, what about the drugs?
Well, come on, it's more like medicine. Except I happen to buy it from a guy who has a shaved head and a neck tattoo. Don't look at me like that. I'm still able to work. I'm not using sex to avoid my problems.
Because you're using drugs to avoid your problems. Daniel.
I know. You're disappointed in me.
No, Daniel. I am so past disappointed.
Fabia.
Why is Fabia here today?
I thought that I had my meeting for my cosmetic layout tomorrow.
Well, I couldn't wait to congratulate you on your upcoming nuptials.
Oh, grazie. I am done for the wedding. Oh, here's a picture of my boyfriend. Dimitri is the largest shipping magnate in the world. I love him. I need to marry him before his bambinos cut me out of the will.
Ah, oh, love story for the ages.
You must come to the ceremony. I won't be able to get married without my something old.
Ah, with the veins in your legs, you already have your something blue. I'm just sick. I can't be there. I'm also getting married on the 16th to, Bradford Mead.
Oh, big fish. It's just too bad that you won't be able to get married at St. Patrick's Day Cathedral.
So this is how we're going to play it, huh?
Oh, poor Wilhelmina. I suppose you're going to have to change your wedding date. Or do a quickie in Las Vegas.
Wilhelmina Slater does not do Vegas. Now I want my St. Patrick's and I want my Elton John. There must be something you want in exchange for the 16th.
I don't know.
Anything.
Girl.
He's gonna hate it, Dad. What do?
Just add cilantro.
I don't think I got cilantro. Can I just add some extra cheese?
You didn't buy chili powder and you used ketchup, so why not?
Dad, this has to turn out great. It's my first date with Henry.
I remember the first time your mother made me dinner. It tasted like shoe leather.
I didn't care.
What does she mean?
Well, how do you make shoe leather? Because I think that my... Dad, I miss you. When are you coming home?
I'll be home before you know it, Betty. Be strong. And remember the most important thing. There are takeout menus on top of the fridge.
I love you.
I love you too. Te quiero.
What are you doing here?
Well, I called Henry at the office, but the receptionist said he'd be here.
Yeah, I'm just making him dinner.
Oh, really?
Well, I have something in the oven, too. I'm pregnant. You're pregnant?
I'll leave for Tucson tomorrow. And I thought he should know as soon as possible. And ruining your date? Nice little bonus.
Pink over daisies for my lady.
What are you doing here?
Can we step outside and talk? You should talk to her.
Oh, Hilda, you are so hot. You know I am.
Mom! I'm Tony.
Sweetie, I know you want the part, but you can't shrink it into existence.
No, that was Mr. Weaver on the phone. Joey Colano woke up totally covered in hives. Isn't that great?
Hey, that poor kid.
Guess he had an allergic reaction to the walnuts he ate.
Well, if he's allergic, why did he eat them?
It's not my fault he wanted to trade sandwiches.
What? I didn't put walnuts in your chicken salad.
Oh, I think I did. Rachel Ray said that adds a little punch. What is with the third degree? Your son is Tony. Be happy.
Ness. He wouldn't.
Christina, I'm going out on my mind. He said he was going to call. He hasn't called. And Charlie's flight leaves to Tucson tonight. I can't sleep. I can't eat. Well, I can't sleep.
Betty, just because she's pregnant doesn't mean he's going to get back with a whore. Sorry, was that a bit harsh? I'm just trying to be supportive.
Oh, my God. There's a text message from Henry. Can we talk?
It's good. Men never want to talk.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Yeah. Where did you come from?
Nowhere.
You weren't there a second ago.
Yes, I was. How drunk are you?
What's that?
No! No, this is my special place! Oh, my God! It's Faye's love dungeon! It's real!
And now my special place is ruined!
Oh, please. Your special place was ruined years ago.
Okay, you've seen it. Get out! Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's jammed shut. We're locked in.
No, we can't be. We're not locked in.
So, that's it. You're leaving Mom after 38 years. I mean, now when she needs you more than ever? For what? So you can be alone?
Actually, I don't intend to be alone.
What are you talking about?
I've been lucky enough to find someone that loves me. And I'd be a fool to let that pass me by.
Who is it?
Hello, Daniel.
Wilhelmina.
Call me Mommy.
I don't know what else to do. It's my baby. Betty, I grew up without a father. I can't do that to my child. I have to go to Tucson with him.
No, Henry, I get that. You know, I just thought that for one day we were finally... And I was happy.
I was too.
That would have been too easy, huh? So, when do you and Charlie leave?
Tonight.
Oh, so I guess this is,
I want you to have a really wonderful life. You deserve it.
Thank you.
this layout?
Fabi had a vision. All the models should look like they're suffering from sickness of radiation like Chernobyl.
We did time.
It is my makeup that makes them glow.
That's just brilliant. We'll have a storyboard ready for you by next week.
All right, come on, baby. Oopsie! Fish you made brown.
Marco, clean it up.
Ciao.
Mark, I didn't get a chance to explain, but are you smoking?
Yes, she makes me. And she makes me eat pasta.
Oh, you do look heavy. What's wrong with your eyes?
Fabi doesn't believe in testing her products on animals, but she does believe in testing them on assistants.
Disgraceful. About the insurance?
Full dental.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Marco!
Well... I hope June 16th was worth it.
To relax. Just eat something. Look, I made you a pizza bagel.
Did Angela Lansbury eat a pizza bagel before she opened in Sweeney Todd?
All I got was pizza bagel.
You know what, kid? You're gonna do great tonight.
You'll be there, right?
Of course I'm gonna be there. I wouldn't miss it.
Okay.
Hey, spit on your fingers.
Dad, it's break a leg, not spit on your fingers.
No, it helps. Watch. Attaboy.
Hey.
Are you lost again? Your office is two whores down.
Yeah. I just came to say goodbye.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
No, you won't. I'm actually gone. I just I'm quitting. Oh, here's my pen.
What are you babbling about?
There's nothing left here, right? I mean, Mom's gonna be in jail for who knows how long. Dad just told me about him and Melowina. They're probably gonna have some devil child together.
Okay, I'm lost.
But the funny thing is, I don't have anyone to turn to. I guess it's not very funny, is it?
Daniel, you're loaded.
Oh, just admit it. You hate me! Now the Girl Scouts hate me. But the thing is, I don't hate you. You want to know a secret? When I thought you were dead, I used to go visit your grave every Sunday. Sometimes I still want to. Because I still miss you.
Seriously, what did you take and how many?
It was like 7. I mean, I've taken like 12 before. Just not with this much booze.
Hey, Alexis, I have the art department on line 1.
Whoa. I hope he's not driving.
He's not. I'm taking him to Pinecrest. I need a town car.
Now.
It might be a while. Paula Abdul's fragrance release party is tonight. Cars are booked solid.
Then run down to the valet and get the keys to my dad's car.
But I have to go to Paula's party. And she's gonna hate me too.
If you ask me, I think she trapped him. You know she poked a hole in that condo.
I'm not really interested in hearing the specifics right now.
So, you ready for a little nitrous?
No, thank you. I want to feel the pain.
Oh, I hate this girl. What's her name so I can hate her with a name?
Charlie.
That's funny. Dr. Farkas has been dating a girl named Charlie for like 2 months now.
Well, it can't be the same Charlie because she's been with Henry.
This one's a cute redhead. She makes jewelry. She made all the girls in the office sick. I hate it, but Farkas was in today, so.
Oh, my God, this is Henry's Charlie. I took Dr. Farkas to Charlie's birthday party. Oh, my God, I introduced them!
So she's been cheating. Charlie's a cheater. You know what? Forget I said anything. I just keep talking when I shouldn't be talking. Frankly, a little me goes a long way.
Do you know what this means?
No.
Maybe the baby isn't Henry's.
So, Henry, call me back. I really need to talk to you.
You're leaving a message on his cell? You're telling the man you love that his girlfriend's baby might not be his? Would Reese Witherspoon leave a message on his cell?
Reese Witherspoon?
Or Drew Barrymore?
No, I don't think those women are calling Henry.
No, because they're already halfway to the airport to stop that plane and declare their love for their man. Okay, maybe I do escape to the movies a little more often than I should, but this is your movie, Betty.
It is?
This is your chance for the happy ending you've always wanted.
Yeah.
Now, go home and put on some totally cute top and run a brush through the hair. Or maybe a hat. And go and stop that plane. You're Drew Barrymore.
Wait, I have my nephew's show tonight, and I don't know Henry's flight number. What about security?
Drew Barrymore!
Lorraine, I need graphics.
Coming right up, Ms. Slater.
What happened to you, Lorraine? You suddenly seem more feminine.
Fabia fired me. No explanation. She just put out a cigarette on my arm and said, "Get out!" So, I'm free and ready to come back to work, if you'll have me.
Well, you do already know how I like my coffee.
Not to mention how you plotted to destroy Daniel and convince Bradford to divorce Claire and marry you so that you could take over Mead Enterprises.
Yeah, that too. Welcome back, darling.
So, what's on the agenda? We've got a wedding to plan, lady. June 16th is right around the corner, and I still have to get my shoes dyed.
Actually, I changed the wedding. Bradford and I aren't getting married until November.
What? But I thought that you wanted... Willie.
What?
Did you give Fabia back the 16th in exchange for me?
I just realized that my colors were better suited for a fall wedding. You did not just hug me.
Of course I didn't.
And I never told anybody this, but his name was Bill Cosby.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm. I have the audio tape to prove it. He has a very distinctive voice.
You know, we've been talking a lot about me. And it's been fun.
Okay.
So you want to know one of my secrets? You want to kiss me, don't you? Back in Scotland, I have a husband.
Ooh, you just got 10% for interesting.
He's an insurance auditor.
Okay, 5%.
Oh, believe me, it was less. No, the only time it got exciting was when he'd come home drunk and he'd start throwing the furniture around. So one morning, I woke up, I made Stuart his breakfast, and off I went to the airport. To this day, he has no idea where I am.
There is so much more to you than that accent. You can kiss me now if you want to.
God, you are all about sex, aren't you? You do not have one secret that's not about sex.
Oh, no, I do have one. The woman whose room this is was a friend of my family's.
Well, you knew Fee Summers before you got this job.
It's how I got this job. My dad handled her money, and he asked her to hook me up after my acting career hit a bit of a snag, and voila. Birth of lifetime receptionist, Amanda Tannen.
She tossed the secrets. Oh, empty.
Wiggle.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Looking for something for my kid. He's in a school play. I don't know, like a card or something. Hey, you know what? He's always wanted those teeth whitening strips.
We're all out. You should go.
Wait, Chico, what are you talking about?
Don't move.
Try today's date.
Why would Faye Summers use today's date?
You tell me.
But we've tried her birthday. We've tried her address. Ooh, her measurements.
I don't know them.
I do. Her real ones.
Ooh, what's in there? I want money and jewelry.
This is like her diary.
Ugh, reading. What else is there?
Just some of the photos. Oh, look, who's the fat baby?
But that's me. Well, I would say have pictures of me in her safe. What?
It's a birth certificate. It says Faye Summers was your mother.
Back here. This woman is a diabetic and she is going into hypoglycemic shock.
All right, everybody stay seated. I'm coming back with a med kit. Okay, stay still.
Let go of me!
Stop that damn gun! You're going to have to stop struggling, sir, because this is happening.
I'm almost at the hospital, Daniel. Stay with me. No, I never wanted us to end up like this. I mean, you're my kid brother. I don't know how all this got so screwed up. I really want us to be there for each other again.
Wow. You're driving really fast.
Yeah. What's the matter with this?
You should probably slow down.
I can't.